Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, April 12th, 1987. We are going to be participating in the Lord's Supper. Right now, Brother Earl is going to come to read our scripture for us. While he's coming up, we'd like to mention these prayer requests. We'd like to mention three or four people who are not listed in their bulletin for prayer. Willie Davis, who is over in the Hazard ARH Hospital. As far as I know, he has leukemia. Let's be praying for Willie. Quite a few years ago, Willie trusted the Lord when he was living up to Hilton. And just a special blessing today would rest upon Willie and his wife and family. Also, Pam's dad is sick at this time, Harrison Cottle. Let's be praying for him. Brother Johnny Moore called me last night and His brother Walter Moore from Ashland is real sick. Let's be praying for that family. And also Randy and Teresa's daughter, Christy, wrecked on a bicycle yesterday evening. And his skin, whole side of her face is skinned up. I saw her over at the hospital last night. Also, my mom has been real sick, as most of you all know, and she's over in the Hazard Hospital also. She seemed to be a little better this morning. Can lift her up in prayer, as well as Scott Napier and each of these listed here in the bulletin. We know God's certainly able to bless each one of these, whatever their need is. Is Christy done all right, Randy? I know God's certainly able to bless Christy and Scott as well. Brother Earl is going to come to read our scripture for us and lead us in prayer. Brother Earl.
The scripture today is in the 6th chapter of John, verses 32 through 37. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who cometh forth down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer, please. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the greatest gift this world has ever known when you gave us Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for the love that was shown for us that day when he went on the cross. And Father, we thank you that he did raise from the grave. Father, we thank you for giving us such a gift that the world could be saved through him. We pray, Lord, that the services today would bring honor and glory to his name. And just lift up the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Father, we pray that if there's anyone in our services today that does not know Jesus Christ and is not ready to meet him face to face, we pray, Lord, that before it's too late that they would turn to him and realize that there's no other name under heaven given by which men can be saved, and that in no way would he cast us out if we would turn to him. We just thank you, Father, for the many blessings you've given us and for allowing us to be here today. And just bless these services, Lord, that they would be in your will and to the glory of God. Which in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
April, last hymn this morning. Let's turn to page 174. And ones that feel like it, let's stand and sing first, second, and fourth stanzas of There Is Power in the Blood.
There's wonderful power in the blood.
Just before we have a flute duet, I'd like for our ushers to come forward for our morning tithes and offerings. Would you listen to prayer, Brother Roger?
Father, we thank Thee for this day. Just thank Thee for allowing us this time to be here this morning, Lord, to fellowship with our friends and loved ones. Just pray that You will bless this offering we're about to receive, that we may use it to further glorify this ministry. Just pray, Lord, that You will forgive us of our sins and shortcomings, that You will bless all those who are sick and shut in the hospitals, that You will just work out Your will in their lives. In Christ's name I pray.
For the message, we have a flute duet, I believe. heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Today we're going to be giving a short message on this due in remembrance of me. We have in the front of our communion table here those words, in remembrance of me. We need to remember. In fact, there are four things in the Lord's Supper that we need to look at today. And one of those is look back and remember. Look ahead and anticipate the Lord's coming. Look within and examine ourselves. And fourth, look without and see others in need. Those four things is the four parts of our message today. My prayer is that Jesus will be seen in this service, and he already has been seen, I believe, in this service. There are two ordinances that the Lord gave the church. One of those is baptism, and the other is the Lord's Supper. In that order, a person must first of all know the Lord, be a Christian. And I believe a real Christian, if they have the opportunity, they're going to be baptized and follow the Lord in obedience. I don't believe you'll be satisfied until you do. It shows the death of Jesus. It shows his burial. And it shows his resurrection. Next Sunday, we celebrate Easter. I thank God for the gospel today. The Lord's Supper service is the second ordinance that the Lord gave the church. And I believe it should mean something. It should never lose its meaning, because it has a wonderful meaning. We have the unleavened bread. And Brother Kermit is going to be in charge of our Lord's Supper in just a little bit after a message. And we have the juice. Those two elements of the Lord's Supper. Thank God for the sinless Son of God that the bread represents. Jesus said, "This do in remembrance of me." The Bible tells us to remember many things. And in the daily bread for last Sunday, when we had the snow pouring down, the daily bread page for April the 5th, it was entitled, "Don't Forget Jesus." Don't forget him. When you and I partake of the Lord's Supper, the question is asked here, does the thought of Christ dying on a cruel cross move your heart and motivate you to holy living? My friends, we need to hate sin as Jesus hated sin. Sin is what took him to the cross. Our sins, not his sins. He didn't have any. And there at the end of the 3 hours of darkness on the cross, he had to cry from the book of Matthew, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" We need to hate sin, but love sinners as Jesus loved sinners. Remembering Christ's wounds should encourage us to do his will. The thought in the daily bread for last Sunday. I trust this memorial service, memorial supper, the Lord's Supper, sometimes called the Last Supper. I trust it will mean much in our lives today. Jesus paid a price that we could have this wonderful fellowship. He paid a price that heaven could come down and glory could fill our soul. It's a time of looking back. in remembrance of me. I trust we'll never forget the price paid for our salvation at Calvary. Jesus said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." You know, memory is a wonderful thing. Death cannot erase memory of those who are left on this earth. Memory can be a horrible thing as well. But I tell you, I thank God today that our sins are under the blood. Jesus became our bread of life. He was the bread of life. The verse that Brother Earl read for us says, Jesus said this, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." Jesus took the cup, and he said, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood." We mentioned this verse last Sunday in the message as we preached on the cross. Jesus said, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood." You know, the Old Covenant was a covenant of blood. Blood of animals. The Old Testament. How'd they get out of Egypt? By putting blood on the outside of the door. And that's what this cup represents. The blood of Jesus. It's good to remember what Jesus did for us. In Romans 5:10, Paul said, "For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more then, being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life." There's no salvation in any other. There's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. It's a time of looking back and remembering. It's a time of looking ahead. The Lord is coming. I was talking to a fellow over at the hospital a few nights ago. He's there visiting with Goldie Engel's dad. And he knows Brother Tom. Taylor Hurd, I believe his name is. He goes to the Lots Creek Free Church. And he's been going up to the classes over Cardinal Chevrolet. And you know what he said to me? He said, "We're about ready for the 70th week of Daniel. 69 weeks are gone. And that 70th week is 7 years of tribulation." He said, "The Lord is about ready to come." As you and I think of Jesus coming for the church, it should instill in our hearts the need of living a holy life. Not a holier-than-thou life. I'm not saying that. Someone said we can be so heavenly-minded we're no earthly good. If we're not very careful, we're going to be so earthly-minded we're no heavenly good. We need to live holy lives. It's a time of looking ahead. Paul says here, "As oft as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till He come." And Jesus may come today. He's coming. "In such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh," Jesus said. You know what John 14:3 says? "And if I go," and He went, "if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." 1 John 3:2 and also verse 3 says, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who hath this hope in Him purifieth himself even as He is pure." Paul says, look ahead. Jesus is coming. He could come today. Would you go to be with him? I trust you would. The Lord himself is going to descend from heaven with a shout, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. We need to be ready. As we look forward to tomorrow night and all week through next Sunday, I believe the Lord's Supper today is also a time of looking within. You know who your worst enemy is? I know the devil is our enemy. He's our, he'll steal our time and our talents if we'll let him. I believe our worst enemy is ourselves. We look in the mirror at ourselves, our worst enemy. This morning, you and I need to look within and see what you see there. What is our lives full of today? It's full of something or someone. The Holy Spirit needs to have my hands, my eyes, my ears, my tongue, my brain, my feet, my all. What are we full of today? The Lord's Supper is a time of self-examination. Not examining our neighbor, but self. Paul says here, let a man examine himself. Let a person examine themselves. In 1 Corinthians 11, it says, for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. And this is talking about Christians. Examine ourselves. Did you know that a Christian can be weak spiritually? Did you know that a Christian can be sick spiritually? Did you know that a Christian can be gone to heaven already? Many sleep. For he that would judge, for if we would judge ourselves, we shall not be judged. It's a time of looking within. And then it's also last, it's a time of looking without. Notice the last four words of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. It says, tarry one for another. And that means, I believe, in their everyday language, look out for each other. Ms. Lane always tells us to remember each other in prayer. We need to look out for each other. Tarry one for another. The Lord's Supper is a meaningful time. Tonight in the pictures we're going to be showing, we have some pictures taken in the Garden of Gethsemane. We took the Lord's Supper in the Garden of Gethsemane one time, 10 years ago. But friends, it is not where we partake of the Lord's Supper. It is the condition of our heart. We took the Lord's Supper right between the empty tomb and Calvary. And it was a meaningful time. But I know this morning, the Lord's Supper can be a meaningful time. As we look back and remember. As we look ahead and think of Jesus coming for the church. As we look within and see ourselves, and as we look out and see others who need our help. Brother Kermit is going to come to lead in our Lord's Supper service. And after our Lord's Supper, we're going to be having an invitation hymn. So, Brother Kramer, you come, brother. And Brother Kramer is our chairman of deacons at this time.
This time I went for Linden and Ed Palm and Earl. And four. The Lord's Supper, as Brother Jane pointed out, is an ordinance in the church, like in the baptism. It does not provide us with salvation, but it does show, we hope, that we have salvation. It does, through the ordinance, give us the opportunity, as Christ had commanded. Through the Lord's Supper, he said, "This do in remembrance of me." So we set aside a special time for a special remembrance of what Christ has done for us, what he's willing still to do for us, if we will give him the opportunity. So although there is no salvation in the Lord's Supper, there is salvation in our Lord. And through this, if we will remember him and remember what he has done for each of us, and what he is willing to do for us, then we can truly accept the Lord as our Savior, as did the thief on the cross at the last minute. Now is the time to accept the Lord. Looking in Luke 22:19, "And he took bread and gave thanks, and brake it, and gave unto them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." Sir, would you give thanks for the broken body?
I have a problem with that, for the body of Jesus Christ, which has been for sins that we committed, was nailed to the cross for the sins of the world. Father, we do thank you. We do remember you, this Lord. It's in his name we pray.
Take, eat, as often as you do, do this in remembrance of me. Let us do this in remembrance of the broken body.
Well, gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this chance and this service to come before you. We thank you, dear God, for Jesus, for his shed blood for each one of us. We thank you, dear Lord, that you sent your only Son to the cross of Calvary, that he could die there, that through believing in him we could have salvation through his shed blood. We thank you, dear God, for each part of his body that was broken and the blood flowed out, that it would wash our sins away. We thank you, dear God, for Jesus and all that he means to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Luke said, after supper. In Luke 22, it says, after supper. This was not intended, and Paul addressed the subject, to be a full meal. It was intended to be a time set aside to remember the broken body, and to remember the blood of Christ. There was enough blood shed at the cross by our Lord and Savior to cover all the sins that ever have been or ever will be. Thus it is up to us to ask the Lord to cover our sins with his blood.
Thank you.
come in special remembrance of what your life meant to us, what the body and the blood of Christ can do for sin. And Father, we ask that you continue to raise us up to come to even more realization. And that, Father, that you have all to come to know our Lord and Savior as their Savior. This we pray and ask for in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
The Bible says the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. You may have come to this service today lost. You can leave saved. As Brother Tom comes to lead us in our invitation hymn, page 2.